Wickedness is being exposed as God awakens his redeemed to walk in his light. Thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson. In Psalm 94, we're promised that blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers of wickedness? That's in Psalm 94, verse 12 to 16. And it's not the only place in the Bible, particularly in the Psalms, where we read such prayers of just importation of actually asking God for deliverance, for coming to the assistance of those who are persecuted and downtrodden by all the wickedness that seems to surround us in the world. Now, isn't it interesting and encouraging to see God raise up humble servants to unexpected places of influence? Many God-fearing voices today are not bowing to the demonic distortions being used to intimidate millions of sheeple being led by the enemy of their souls into hopelessness and destruction. If you're not yet connecting to some of those special servants of God, what are you waiting for? Before we're done today, you'll hear some links to just a few of the many excellent sources of biblical insight from whom the Lord has enabled me to learn over these last several months. And I'll tell you, we're all on a learning journey, aren't we? God, in his sovereign mercy, is doing what he has always done, and we must remember how he used Hanani, the seer, to rebuke King Asa of Judah. He said, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." That's in 2 Chronicles 16:9. Will God do any less today? We have to ask. Who does God support? In the biblical account of Judah's king Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat, God sent a man named Hanani, the seer, a prophet, to rebuke King Asa for foolishly putting his trust in a pagan king rather than trusting in the Lord his God. Although Asa had been given rest by the Lord for his earlier wholehearted obedience to God, in Asa's impatience to achieve his way, he had bribed the king of Syria, a Gentile enemy of Israel, to attack the northern kingdom of Israel. And when the seer Hanani confronted King Asa, he reminded him of earlier assistance that the Lord had given to him. And again, he said, "The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." But then the prophet delivered a harsh rebuke to the king, saying he would now suffer continual wars for his willful defiance of God. He became the first king to give away some of the wealth of King Solomon's temple as a bribe to Syria's king to attack part of northern Israel. God is looking now for humble hearts of people who are willing to go all out for God, to do his will and not use our resources to do what God has not prescribed. Now, don't think for a moment like a fatalist. God is guiding those of his people willing to be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we may prove what the will of God is, like it says in Romans 12. And as we allow his Holy Spirit to increasingly sanctify us by his word, which is what Jesus prayed in John 17, 17, then he will fill us with his wisdom, discernment, and strength to accomplish for his glory far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think. How? According to the power that works within us. That's what we're told in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now listen for a fresh insight from a familiar statement from the lips of Jesus himself. "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in God's Son is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." That's all found in John chapter 3, 17 to 21. Now, we all have choices, don't we? And it's becoming increasingly clear that cowardice is never the choice for the servants of Jesus to make. Courage is. Romans chapter 12, verse 21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And Romans 12, verse 9 says, "Let your love be genuine, without hypocrisy. Abhor, hate, detest what is evil. Cling to what is good." Now, how does this revelation really strike you? Jesus prophesied, "But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops." That's in Luke chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. The warning by Moses to God's chosen people of Israel as they were in the wilderness before taking possession of Canaan is no less relevant to us today. Obeying God is not an option for those who would seek to please him in their walk of faith, even in trying times. Numbers 32:23 tells us, "But if you will not do so," that is, obey God, "behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die. Save them as they stagger to their death. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." For God understands all hearts, and he sees you. He who guards your soul knows you knew. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 9 to 12, should be taken to heart by all of us today, in this time, by all true followers of Jesus Christ. And that's why Christ's followers are sternly warned by the Apostle Paul to, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5, "Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, 'Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light.' So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do." Now that's in Ephesians chapter 5, and it's clear direction for the saint of God who truly wants to be serious about serving his Lord. We've all been infused with the belief that light overcomes darkness and the truth overcomes lies. But watching the wicked actions of evil people in our society for many years has caused many of us to become cynical and jaded. We've been led to think that our only hope for righteousness to prevail is for the physical return of Christ. We've missed the many promises of God, like Jesus himself when he said to his disciples about the persistent widow, "Because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." Then the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" Haven't we all observed that at the current time, the Lord is sovereignly raising up a multitude of faith-filled intercessors and outspoken prophetic preachers of righteousness and truth to confront the evil forces that have made such havoc of suffering in our world? There's probably nothing in modern history that has commanded more attention, more discussion, More controversy and fervent forensic detective work than the 2020 American election. Anyone who has conceded what President Trump has not conceded is simply admitting their ignorance, or is expressing their complicit support for what has been called the most notorious theft and corrupt political ploy of all human history. The summary of patently revealing evidence by high-level cyber experts interviewed by Mike Lindell in his documentary called Absolute Proof should convince any honest citizen that the rightful president of the United States in 2021 is Donald Trump. The overwhelming mandate of the voting citizenry of our country has been suppressed by wicked people at many levels, and they are all, mind you, all about to be exposed and divinely dealt with by the justice of God that their wickedness deserves. Mark it well, and don't back down from it, because that is the nature of what God wants to do and will do when his people call out to him, just like that importunate widow that Jesus talked about. And we should not expect that those who are unfamiliar with God's word and his ways of dealing with people and nations to understand this kind of confident faith in God. But for the many American patriots who love God and seek humbly to serve him with all their heart, we should expect that God's merciful vindication of righteousness and truth will prevail. If you have not yet seen the entire display of evidence brought to the public by this outspoken, Christ-honoring patriot, Mike Lindell, you need to see it now and share the link to it with anyone that you know who cares to know the truth about what's really going on around us. An excellent place to see a 27-minute abridged version of the documentary, as well as the full 2-hour presentation, is at stopworldcontrol.com/Mike, or just stoptheworldcontrol.com/absolute. Write it down. Again, let me say it again. stopworldcontrol.com/Mike, or stopworldcontrol.com/absolute. In any case, you need to take the time to go to your computer or find a friend who has a computer that you can go to and share, and watch that very carefully put together documentary. If you have a dear loved one who may not have internet access, I urge you to help them find a friend who can be asked to help them watch this timely exposé. And if you are still watching or listening to mainstream news reports on radio and TV, please take seriously God's command to not heed or even give your attention to the poisonous hypnotic voices of the openly avowed enemies of God. All the major networks on the airwaves are owned by six, mark it well, six globalist corporations that serve the demonic goals of powerful elite servants of Satan himself, and that is no understatement. Unless you're a diligent researcher committed to Christ and his kingdom, and who must have a deeper understanding of hidden realms of darkness for the sake of exposing them to others, like we are admonished to do in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, you should keep your mind only on what is good, like we're told in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything is worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Boy, in today's world, with all the evil that's being just spouted out all over around us, does that passage of Scripture speak to us, doesn't it? And for another good video summary of some of the physical evidence of fraudulent activity in the election of 2020, see a report put together on the Remnant News podcast in rmntnews.com by Pastor Coconato. The link is in a transcript of this episode at reclaimyourlegacy.com in the radio archive under the title Wickedness is Being Exposed. You ought to take a look at it. If you have never been to the website, reclaimyourlegacy.com, which is the website for this radio program, I would encourage you to do that and have access to all of the documents, that is, all of the scripts, so all the details of what we're sharing, especially the links that we're talking about. You know, there are so many ministries to listen to, and it's sometimes hard to know, who should I get access to? We have taken the time, I have taken the time, and many of the other friends of mine who have done this kind of research, to really dig through and find things that are God-honoring, Bible-faithful, and really sensible for us just ordinary people to be able to tap into and find out what's really going on and how should we deal with it. In this horrifically troubling time in which we live, we must often revisit God's will for us in Romans 16, verse 19. Be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. God will use your life, your unique abilities to influence your world around you that is oppressed by the devil to crush the works of Satan under your feet. For most of my life, I read the Bible and searched the scriptures for personal guidance and encouragement. And with the relative peace and affluence that most of us in America have enjoyed for many decades since World War II, we really haven't had much need to look at Scripture as God's wise and prophetic application of His truth for the world that we actually live in. With all that's been happening since early 2020, Americans have gotten more than a taste of what much of the rest of the world has been suffering for generations. Bible passages like Proverbs chapter 24, verse 19 to 20, are not just personal promises for us to hang our faith on, not just for our own lives. Now, they clearly relate to our entire world around us. Do not fret because of evildoers, it says, or be envious of the wicked, for there will be no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. Lynn Wood, who many of us have heard or listened to, maybe in various reports from conservative sources, just recently on February 6th, wrote a very important blog for us to pay attention to. And it involves things that a lot of us are not particularly aware of or know much about. But again, I share this with you discreetly, so that you can be thinking about and maybe researching for yourself some things that you kind of wondered about. A lot of Christians don't even want to talk about it because, oh, it's too political. Well, I'm sorry. It's so much relevant to what we are experiencing and how do we deal with the frustrations that so many of us feel with what's going on in the world around us. But mark it well. As Lynn Wood says, quote, understand that mainstream media is owned. The press has been leveraged to perpetuate a manipulative narrative to keep we the people in the dark and psychologically placated for a century. They will never connect the dots for you with the facts or the truth. This is the brilliance of a psyop named Q, the gradual wake up from sleep. A cognitive reintroduction to the truth, and a choice of where you stand when the lies no longer hold psychological power over you. Q, Lynn Wood goes on to say, was a call to action of we the people, not one of violence, of action. We have a dedicated fighting force that's constitutionally sanctioned for that, and their leadership's commissioned oath is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Not Congress, not CEOs, not the President, the Constitution. But your call to action is to wake up from the narrative that's being shoved down your throat by the corrupt press, the mainstream media, corporate leadership, and silver-tongued politicians. Wake up to your constitutional sovereignty because they are only public servants. Your call to action is to take it upon yourself to self-educate and understand your constitutional rights, the true principles of economics and government financial data, civics, and the historical ideology of liberty instead of the watered-down collectivist ideology of social justice and environmental action overly perpetuated by our castrated and manipulative public education policies. I just love how Lynn Wood brilliantly puts together in words so much of what we all kind of sense is such a frustrating bother to our whole world around us. He goes on and says, "Your call to action is to form trusted, patriotic communities who protect each other, live by the Constitution, relentlessly seek the truth, and work together to solve local, state, and national problems. It's about unity and resilience together in the months ahead. Because believe me when I say the resilient future of America and the industrial revolution of our future, one that's not bound to be corrupted by the petrodollar and iterative wars of the steel cycle, is absolutely worth every inconvenience that the corrupt pretenders in our government may force upon us in the coming months." Now, Linwood is serious, obviously, about encouraging all his fellow Christians and citizens to do what is right to do to deliver those who are being oppressed, to deliver those who cannot defend themselves. He goes on and says, "They're literally willing to go to the extremes of labeling Anons and Q as domestic terrorists to stop a constitutional movement. How desperate is that?" Lynn says, "The reality, at most, we've seen a few patriots wrongfully arrested but released and inconvenienced by legal proceedings. That's it. They're hyping a narrative. You're not facing a Stasi-level abuse. No FBI agent is kicking down a door and shooting anyone in the head unless you go vertical and get violent, unlawful, and give them a reason to. Remember that. All they have is their narrative war and propaganda. They want to scare you into giving up. And they're going to extremes on TV and on the web to do it. What that says to me is that they're threatened by the populations around the world getting involved in disrupting their global economic power schemes, and rightly so. There's way more of us than them. In America, 616,000 to 1, by the way. We the people outnumber public officials 616,000 to 1. So don't forget that. Freedom isn't free, but it's worth sacrificing some convenience for unifying under the Constitution despite our differences for and working really very hard for us. If you like doing research, it's nice to see the work of others who have compiled a lot of the primary source background information with documentation. Check out the excellent source that I found at stopworldcontrol.com/Mike. One of the many sources I've recently come to appreciate deeply is that of Pastor Dutch Sheets at givehim15.com or just dutchsheets.com. In our home, we pray with him daily as he guides us through biblical and prophetic insights to current events that affect us all. His advice to all of us about changing our habits regarding our intake of news and social media sharing is very helpful if you go to the February 13th 2021 episode. This is Dennis Peterson. Thanks again for joining me on Reclaiming Your Legacy.